This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Deep down, I think we're all foragers, instinctively, a vestige of our hunter-gatherer ancestors. And ripening now in meadows and along roadsides is a vegetable favored by many wild food foragers, common milkweed. From emergent shoots through flowers and then formation of young pods, milkweed can be cooked and added to just about any meal. Shoots resembling asparagus appear in May when we salivate at the thought of fresh spring greens. Boiled or stir-fried, they taste like a cross between green beans and asparagus. In June, flower heads not yet opened look like young broccoli heads. Flowerhead fritters for breakfast? It's been done. Or try adding them to stir-fry along with rice, garlic, tomatoes, and onions. A Chicago chef responding to a challenge to prepare milkweed for all meals created flour-infused ice cream, along with a milkweed rum drink. Young pods form in mid-July and are edible up to about 2 inches in length. The silk inside these pods can also be extracted as a creamy substance with a cheese-like flavor. Oh, and by the way, be sure about your plant IDs when foraging for any wild edible. Common milkweed is easily identified, especially in its flowering and seed pod stages. There are a few other milkweeds, bitter in taste, but they don't spread to form large communities like the common milkweed does. So, tap your inner forager with these wild greens. They're edible, organic, and free. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.